Friday on DGS here on Camel X. Smashing some pumpkins today, huh, Rach?
Oh, yeah.
I like it. That's a good call.
Thanks.
A little flashback to the 90s.
Were you here the day that Billy Corgan came in?
No.
That was a fun day.
Super jealous because I understand that he is a really nice man.
He was very nice.
And I believe he's a pretty big baseball fan, if I remember correctly.
I think he's a Cubs fan.
Yes, he is, sadly.
But I mean,
hold that against him.
But that makes him like super familiar with the Cardinals.
Yeah,
He like respects what we do here at KMOX and super into wrestling. That was why he was in studio. He was talking about like this wrestling organization he works with. So he was super, super nice.
Yeah, I've heard nothing but good things about like his interactions with all. I know a lot of people, especially Chicago people. I have a lot of friends up there that have run into him, have done various radio things with him, and they all said the same thing. So he's good, good. And I missed it. Although I think it was before my time on the show.
Yeah, Trish was definitely on the show. I just didn't know if you were like hanging out that day. Yeah.
It was like July of 2021, I think.
Okay. Yeah, I wish. That would have been cool. I was probably at the ballpark. That would be my guess. Mm. You know, you're in July 2021. I was still doing the Matt Pauly job. And yeah, it was a good time. It's a good time. As you guys can tell, Dave's out today. We got you covered for the next few hours. All the normal stuff on a Friday. Dave Murray's going to join us, give us the weather for the weekend. We'll talk some food with George Mahey, Alvin Reed, Bernie Miklas. I might even tap Matt Pauly on the shoulder for a few minutes. We'll see. I don't know how big. He's been out for a while. He may be jammed up today. When you've been out for like 4 days and you're getting ready for a pregame like he is because the Cardinals are in Arizona tonight, you can be a little jammed up getting things ready. So if he's busy, then we'll leave him alone. But if he's not, then maybe we'll do a little teaser in advance of the Redbird Rush Hour, which all three of us, Matt and Bernie and I, will be doing coming up tonight at 5 o'clock as well, kind of leading into the second half. So a lot of stuff going on. You guys feel free to jump in and join anything you'd like to. I mean, we obviously, the stream is running. You can throw in your 2 cents on anything we're doing. In fact, right out of the gate, I got a couple things I want to throw on. One in particular I want to throw at you guys because I need a ruling on something. And if you're with us on the stream, feel free to throw in your ruling there as well. I need a ruling on my shirt.
Okay.
Because I got a weird look today. And, I mean, if you guys are watching on the stream, you can see it's a Punisher shirt. And I think you guys understand that the Punisher logo has been a bit co-opted in recent years by people of a certain worldview. And I got a look today from somebody that I would guess is right around your guys' age, Rach and Andrew. I put him right there, a guy in his early 30s. And I don't know why. It was just like, it wasn't aggressive. It wasn't over the top, but there was a look.
Well, you're aware of the connotations to the Punisher story.
I am, yes. Yes, but this is kind of why I need a ruling, because I'm not about all that. I just liked the show when I watched it. Mm-hmm. And I liked the movies that I saw. You know, there are a couple of movies. They weren't great, but I enjoyed them. And, you know, this shirt right now, the shirt I'm wearing is probably older than the co-opting of the logo. So I've owned this shirt since before that was the thing. And I want a ruling on you guys. Should I even think about it? Am I sending a message to people that I don't want to send to people?
I would say probably, yeah. I mean, there are certain things you just, in my opinion, like if I were clothes shopping for cool Punisher Skull shirts, you got to accept there are some things you just can't really do, right? Or just don't care.
See, I don't care, like...
Because that's what you're good at. That's your strong suit, is not caring.
I don't care about what anybody judges me. I don't worry about it, because I know that if they're judging on my shirt, they obviously have no idea. But there are a lot of comic book fans out there that have all kinds of different things. Should we have to stop? Like, for a long time, the West Coast gangs co-opted the Raiders logos and colors and everything else. Should people have stopped wearing Raiders stuff because gang members were kind of co-opting the imagery as their thing? Because that's what I'm saying. Because I'm not that guy, right? I'm not the guy that is in the group of people that co-opted the shirt. I'm not sending that message. And I don't, but I also don't want to put in a position where other people are like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get what you're saying. An example of this would be a couple of years ago, the white supremacists, I don't know if they have like an overarching group or something that's like they speak for all of them or whatever, but a group of them came out and they were like, just so you know, New Balance sneakers are the official sneakers of white supremacists.
I forgot about
Did not
this.
Know that.
And everybody was basically like, no, they're not. We're going to keep wearing our New Balance.
Yeah.
Like, they just didn't
let it
happen.
See, that's kind of my attitude. Mm. My attitude is like, look, I have a shirt. It predates your stupid co-opting of the logo. And why should I have to throw the shirt in the trash or only wear it in the house because a bunch of dudes just decided that it meant something else? Just like we talk about all the time, the younger generation doesn't like the thumbs up emoji. And they're telling us, oh, that's rude. And no, it's not. It's just a thing. I don't know. I never thought about it before today. Well, actually, I thought about it a couple months ago because I was up visiting family, and one of the younger members of the family, my nephew, he was like, oh, nice Punisher shirt, teasing me because he knows I'm not about all that. And I'm like, yeah. He goes, yeah. He just stopped talking. like probably don't wear that. And I'm like, I don't want to have to take something and just toss it out because other people have decided it means something else.
Totally get that. But you do have to take into consideration, have the Punisher people wrestled the logo back in the same way the New Balance people did?
No, not really. Not so that I've seen.
So then you got to kind of make some concessions at that point. It's very similar to the OK sign. The OK sign just means okay,
right.
But then a couple years ago it was like,
depending on the context,
yeah,
right?
They're like, it's actually a white power thing. So it's like, all right, I don't want anyone mixing me up for that, so I will not be doing that in photos for any reason now. It doesn't matter what's in my heart when I'm doing the OK gesture. Like, I just don't want that smoke. So I think it's up to you if you want to deal with, if you want to say to people like, but not in the way you're thinking, like as you walk
see,
past them
in
the QT.
Right, exactly.
Here's what I think you should do.
I got to walk by people and be like, this isn't what you think.
I think you should consider what the Punisher would do.
Well, you just go shoot everybody.
I think you should kill the bad people that are wearing the Punisher shirts while wearing a good Punisher
shirt.
Now,
in fairness, the Punisher only went after the people that did damage to him and were committing crimes later on when he was... not just avenging his own tragic loss, but the losses of others.
Yes, and that is what you should do because they're wearing the shirt you like. Put them in the dirt.
Because when it's like when it comes to like, I don't care if people are like, oh, look at that, his funny dumb socks are showing and under his. I don't care. If I look stupid to you, I don't really care. At the same time, I can see how this particular shirt could make someone that I might run into, like I'm wearing this shirt at work, for example. I'm at work. Is somebody around the hallway going to go,
Well, it's like Dave and his Triumph shirts that somebody thought they were Trump shirts because they just saw like the TR and the font is a little Trumpy.
Yeah. So I'm not worried about what anybody thinks of me in terms of fashion or what it looks like because it used to be, like when I bought this shirt, I don't know, the shirt's probably 8-9 years old. When I bought the shirt, I would get looks of, you know, whenever you're wearing like a grown man wearing a comic book shirt or something like it, you kind of get the looks, okay, you're a child. I'm okay with that look. I'm fine with that. If you judge me as a child, I'm fine with that because I am. I know what I am. But I am definitely not the people that have co-opted the Punisher logo.
So I just Googled the Punisher just to kind of see what's going on. John Bernthal, the actor who plays the Punisher in the Disney Plus series, was just seen on the set yesterday in New York City. Filming has kicked off for the new season.
I know. And it's a decent show.
I have not seen it.
Yeah, it's fine. That's not why I bought the shirt. It wasn't for the show. It's just I liked the character. I've seen the movies. It's an interesting, you know, I mean, I think a lot of people like the kind of revenge heroes. You know, Batman's got a little of that, right? The revenge hero thing. But Batman's not shooting people like Punisher is, but just, you get the idea. But yeah, the meaning of it, though, and the way people look at it is different. And before today, I'd never noticed a stranger, like a person I don't know, give me the side eye. Mm-hmm. But I definitely got a side eye today.
So Jason on the stream is saying he doesn't know what we're talking about in regards to the shirt, which I don't think we have necessarily like explained it this segment.
Yeah, I mean, for those that aren't really like aware of what it's become, it's basically become a political statement, right? I mean, would you guys look at it? I don't know that it's been co-opted by a particular organization, but it's become a political statement that is, I don't know. I mean, I don't really like, I don't make political statements. I don't wear anything that goes that direction because I don't really fit into any particular group of people. So I don't really ascribe to any group's symbolism or philosophy or anything along those lines. It's not an, I want to be clear, it's not automatically a terrible meaning, right? You'll drive around, you'll see people that'll have it on their car or on their truck or whatever. It doesn't mean that that's a bad person. That's not the point. It just means that, you know, somebody that's going to look at that is going to potentially receive a vision of you that you may or may not intend, depending on what you're doing and where you're wearing it.
But it's like people have co-opted it as like a vigilante thing. Like, I don't care about due process.
Right,
I'm going
right.
to execute justice the way I see fit, which is like kind of a lot of big talk.
Right. And again, it's more symbolic than action based.
Yeah.
Right. It's not a call to action, at least not in my understanding. Maybe some people see it that way, but it's more of just a state. But it's a political statement. Is what it is. I don't like how certain things are being handled. This is my view of it. And again, I don't really have a strong feeling about it one way or the other, except that, you know, I got to look and I've not gotten that before.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really care that much about one look, but it made me think about it like, all right, so is that something I should consider? Should I consider that? Should I consider, you know, it's not a thing as much anymore, but, you know, when the Raiders logo and colors were co-opted by gangs, should I have been like, don't want to align with that. Don't want to be seen in those logos. But Raiders fans still did, right? It didn't mean that they necessarily were following that same line of thing. That's kind of the closest comp that I could come up with. But it was so long ago, like that was more of a 90s thing. So it was a long time ago. You guys probably don't even remember it.
I don't remember.
You guys are looking at me like, oh, I didn't know that was a thing. Well, it was for a long time. And I don't know. I'll think about it. Maybe this becomes an indoor shirt. But probably not yet. Probably not yet. I need a few more side eyes before I go that serious. Got some stuff to sort out on the legal side. Nothing. He's not in trouble. Just to be clear, just estate stuff. And he's taking care of some business. He'll be back on Monday. The rest of the crew here as usual. And obviously we'll have our regular Friday guests. Bernie Miklas will join us coming up at 2:30. We'll have Alvin Reed around 3 o'clock. George Mahey at 4. We'll be kicking lots of different things around as we go through the day today. I got a question for you, Andrew. I saw this on the rundown earlier today, and I don't want to say surprised, but I mean a little, maybe shocked is more the right answer, that you're actually looking forward to the new Naked Gun.
Looks great.
I think it looks funny too.
Yeah. Oh no.
Looks supremely good. And more importantly than the fact that it looks great and looks very, very, very funny is that we have completely lost something in the movie world in the past, decade and a half. And that is that we have lost... Ever since you could argue maybe the Judd Apatow movies of the mid-2000s, we've lost the studio comedy movie. We just don't have comedies released in theaters anymore with studio projects behind them or anything like that. We don't really have that anymore. We haven't had that for a while, and I would love to see that come back.
I'm excited because I like the director a lot. His name is Akiva Schaffer. Have you heard of The Lonely Island, Wheels?
No.
Okay. I'm on a boat from SNL. Have you heard that song?
Andy Samberg's music stuff from SNL.
Akiva Schaffer. He directed a movie called Pop Star Never Stop Never Stopping, which is probably the best comedy in the last 10 years, in my opinion.
Perhaps the greatest comedy ever made, in fact.
Oh my god.
Is Pop Star Never Stop Never
It's a funny... You would like it, Wheels. Yeah. You should check it out. I think it's on Amazon streaming free right now if you have Prime.
It's around.
It's on one of the streaming services. But that's why I'm excited for the Naked Gun. I could see the trepidation as far as it's a new cast, reboots usually suck, but I think there's a chance that this will be good.
Did you guys Do you guys have any attachment to the original?
Yes.
Yeah, I've seen the original. I found it very funny.
Because that's my problem with this is, like, I'm with you, Andrew, on the whole idea that, like, more fun comedies, although even the ones you mentioned, the Apatow ones, those were irritating because they're funny for 45 minutes and then all of a sudden it's a serious movie. And I don't like that. I want to laugh. I want to have fun. I want to enjoy the movie, but I don't want to be like, aw, now they're breaking up. Like, who cares? That's not what I signed up for. I signed up to laugh. I didn't sign up for that other stuff. But you're right. We have kind of, why do you think it's gone that way? Do you think it's simply because, like, look, if you look at the best comedies that you can think of, they're all pretty offensive when you look at things through today's lens. Do you think it's because a lot of people don't share the same sense of humor that they just like, we don't even want to bother taking a chance?
No, I just think they don't make a lot of money.
But they used to. Superbad made a lot of money. But if you made Superbad now, people would be pissed.
I think there's also like a way to scratch the comedy itch a little easier these days because so many people make funny content online.
Well, no, that's true. Yeah. I mean, I laugh my ass off every day on TikTok.
So because like in like, you know, 2005 or what have you, you would watch the late night shows, you would watch SNL.
Yeah.
And then there'd be a new Will Ferrell movie. It's super exciting. But now it's like I follow all these creators online who are cranking out content all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe there's just less of an appetite for like a big
comedy
movie.
Yeah, I think that is probably closer to it than the... I don't think anybody would be mad if you made Superbad today. I don't think anyone's mad that Superbad exists, period.
I don't know if you've seen some of the Gen Z reviews movies. They get pretty offended fast. And again, that's the problem, though, is it used to be that the younger crowd was what drove a lot of movies, especially comedies, right? Like American Pie movies, as an example. That was a largely a younger crowd that drove the success of that early on. This is not criticism in any way, but I think we're getting around to that same idea that just the way what people find funny is more specific now. Not necessarily judgy, but more specific because you can find what you find to be funny on TikTok, on YouTube, and obviously you have the more traditional comedies too. Maybe that just splits up the audience too much.
Maybe, and maybe back in the day, we kind of allowed others to dictate what was funny a little bit more, like because there were so many fewer options. It was just like, yeah, those are the funny people. So we kind of laugh along with whatever they do. Maybe younger people today just feel like, I have options and this is just not really my thing. Like, to use Will Ferrell as an example, he just did something with Jimmy Fallon, this like jean shorts video. Have you seen this?
Oh, yeah. I did not watch it, but I saw it.
I feel the same way. I saw it. I didn't want to watch it because it just didn't look funny.
No.
Like, I really have a lot of love for Will Ferrell and the stuff he made, you know, 10, 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if his career were to launch today that it would be nearly as successful, though. Just because there are more options. And it's not like, that's the funny guy. That's the funniest guy. It's like, there's a lot of those now.
It's also hard to stay funny for a long time.
That is true.
I mean, like, most comics have a shelf life. And it's not because, well, I don't know, maybe it's kind of like, Dave and I have talked about this before. It's a little bit like music, right? Like, the bands are the best in their first handful of years, maybe their first decade. And I think comedy ends up being kind of the same way.
Yeah.
Today, Rachel Zimmerman, Andrew Stolz, Kevin Wheeler with you here. We'll take you all the way till, well, the other two here, you guys will be here till 5. I'll be here till 6. Then Matt Pauly will step in from 5 to 6, and the two of us will do the Redbird Rush Hour. And then Matt's got you for a little sports open line before pregame tonight. The Cardinals are out in Arizona to kick off the second half of the season, and first pitch there is 8:40 tonight. So pregame will be 7:45.
You super excited, Wheels?
I hate All-Star Week so much.
Yeah, you've been complaining all week.
I hate it so much because I get into the All-Star stuff just a little bit. I don't like the Future Stars game is probably the thing I watch the most of because it's just interesting to see all these talented young players that are going to be in the major leagues at some point. Home Run Derby is kind of casual in the background, like while I'm doing other things. Kind of the same with the All-Star game. Although this year I didn't watch the All-Star game at all. I was too tired from 8 hours on the road, and I just wanted to play video games and not pay attention to anything. But these 2 days, though, the 2 days after the All-Star game, It's the worst. There is nothing happening.
Tell me more about the Future Stars game. Are these like high schoolers that play?
No,
college?
It's all the minor league players.
Okay, that makes
so
more sense.
So all of the team's top young minor league players get sent there. Not all of them, but like enough to fill out two rosters.
Okay.
One for the American League and one for the National League. And for example, the Cardinals' best guy, J.J. Weatherholt, was there. Started the game, batted leadoff, had a good day, hit a couple of balls really hard. Like, it's just kind of seeing all, and they're all different ages, which makes it fun because some are 19 and some are 23, but they're all kind of like the most talented guys that aren't hurt. The hurt guys don't get there. Yeah. And I enjoy that just because it's kind of fun because you don't see them as much. You can watch a lot of games. They carry minor league games on MLB.TV and you can watch those, but it's kind of hard to do that and watch every Cardinals game all the time and then watch all of the other major league games that I like to watch. So, very simple. Keep it easy. But thank God we're back to normal tonight, and then can have a normal weekend watching ball all day long, basically for 2 days, Saturday and Sunday, because I'm a nerd and that's what I do. Let's do Razor's Edge. First of all, we need to call you Razor more.
I know, that just kind of fell by the wayside.
Yeah, Razor Zimmerman is the author of Razor's Edge.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
All right, there's a couple things we can talk about here. Let's start with a couple of online debates that are raging.
Ooh, I like debates.
A woman, there's been some women who have been posting, and we're going to talk about their posts. The first one is a lady who posted and said she has never, ever used a washcloth in the shower. She's never seen a need for it. She gets perfectly clean without the washcloth. Mm-hmm. She posts that. The comments go absolutely insane with people saying there's no way you can be as clean without the washcloth. So I guess my question for you guys is, are washcloths a part of your cleaning routine? Either way, how do you perceive other people who don't use them? I'll go first. I use washcloths a lot, like especially to wash my face because there's like the exfoliation factor that helps.
Yeah,
there.
I worry about that too.
But like, I don't judge other people who don't use the washcloth because I don't think the cloth itself is getting you any cleaner, if that makes any sense.
I do not use a washcloth.
You just use soap.
I think I did when I was a kid. When I was like younger, I did. Mm-hmm. But that has gone by the wayside and I just use soap. I mean, that's what's getting you clean. The cloth is not what's getting you clean. It's the soap that you put on the cloth. If the cloth was getting you clean, then you wouldn't have to take a shower. You could just rub a towel all over yourself and be fine.
Mm. Well, it helps to have that with soap and water. I use a washcloth when I'm excessively dirty.
Okay.
But mostly it's like, for example, it's to get sunscreen off because I use a buttload of sunscreen when I'm out. So like typically just soap and using my hands on like my legs because I use a lot of sunscreen from the knee down. Because I just, again, in general, I use it on my face, on my elbow down, and then the knees down, because I've always got, you know, shorts and t-shirts and stuff. I can't get the sunscreen to come off without the washcloth. It still feels sticky and stuff when you're on there. So I'll use it for that, but only in those kinds of scenarios. Typical, normal, day-to-day shower, no washcloth necessary.
Well, Andrew's comment about just rubbing a towel all over yourself reminded me of something I wanted to talk about earlier in the week, but then you guys know how it is. Dave has the sheet. He kind of picks the topics he's interested in. He kept passing over this, so eventually I was like, I'm going to give up, but I'll bring it up now. There was another woman who posted about the fact that she's in a family. Her mom doesn't believe in everyone using their own towel.
Oh.
Because she thinks it's wasteful and it creates too much laundry and you're basically like using up too much energy and water by putting all those things in the washing machine. So she wants the whole family to use the same towel throughout
Psycho.
The week. Okay, Psycho. Thank you. I've had the same thought. That just doesn't seem sanitary.
It's not. It's really bad. Don't make your kids use the same towel that their mom and dad use.
It's yucky.
It's bad. It's bad for a number of different reasons. I don't have to get into it. Just don't do it.
Yeah, you're not saving enough energy to do that. Secondly, how's the towel ever dry?
That's a good question.
Like, just forgetting
there's a good question.
Yeah, I mean, like, forgetting the whether or not there's, like, I'm trying not to be weird here, but, like, when you're drying off, like, my chest hair comes off on the towel. Like, that's weird, you know? Like, not
for someone else to contend with.
Not for me.
With,
you know, you shake it out, but I'm sure there's still
shedding?
A couple on there. Yeah, I do. I definitely shed.
When I'm stressed, I shed too much.
No, it's not stress. It's just, I don't know, when I sweat, I shed too much. But, like, there's partly that, but then there's just the practicality. How is that towel ever dry enough to dry somebody off?
Yeah, and it's just gross.
It's like never, unless you're only each part. What, does one person get a shower a day?
Kids, we need you to reuse the bath water. It's just bad for the environment otherwise.
All right, but on that same topic, though, it's super crazy that you went the way you did, Rach, because I saw this in the last commercial break. Mm-hmm. I had not seen this tweet before. I saw it in the last commercial break. So FanDuel put out a tweet that said, be honest, over or under 3.5 showers a week. And the replies are all over the place.
Hmm.
Like, there are some people, well, the first one said nobody needs more than 3 showers a week. And then another one said 3.5 is a really high bar. The line should be 1.5.
What?
And then others were like, can I do the alternate line of over 7.5? Like, there's like, there's the, that's ridiculous. Nobody needs that many. And then the replies are on the other side like, wait a minute, that's insane. How are you not showering at least 7 times a week?
Yeah, I definitely shower at least 7 times a week. A lot of that has to do with playing tennis outside and being extremely sweaty and needing a shower.
Yes.
I understand if you're not getting that sweaty, maybe you skip a day. I'm not going to judge too hard on that. But if you're going like 3 to 4 days without bathing yourself, just do it for the other people in your life. Like, even if you don't feel gross and like it needs to happen, like anyone is going to start to stink after that point. Plus, your face is going to be all oily. That's another thing is like, I wash my face more than I shower. Like, first thing I do when I get home from work is I wash my face. I wash all the makeup off and do my skincare. I just can't imagine like having my face be oily for days at a time and doing nothing about it. That's
yeah.
Gross.
I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong. Again, depending on circumstance, I don't think there's anything wrong if somebody's not going to take a shower on a day. If it, again, normal, so
you're sitting around at home all day, middle of the winter, and you're not
exercising or whatever. I mean, you're not going to stink. Not unless, because every person's different, right? Some people just naturally smell better, less or more, and that's fine. Everybody knows their own, knows their own
their stink meter,
their own patterns. Yeah, their own meter.
Everyone knows if they stank or not.
It's just hilarious how the responses are just so polar opposite. Like, there's one that's like, are you blanking serious? You people don't shower every day. And then there's another one that's like, yeah, maybe twice a week, depending
twice
on.
Twice a week.
Yeah, I think, first of all, I have a method. Like, sometimes my average is probably 8 to 9 a week, but some days it'll be 2 or 3, and some days I might be like, I don't need one today.
Right.
Like, it's never exactly the same. Although on a work day, I always shower. Like, but I have I don't know. Do you guys have different? Do you take different showers?
Yes, I don't always wash my hair. If I've worked out, I wash my hair. Didn't work out this morning, so didn't wash my hair.
Yeah.
So it's just like a different, it's a quicker shower, it's all that.
I've got 3 different kinds of showers. I've got the one where I've just, like, I just spent 7-8 hours out in 97 degrees coaching, and I'm probably going to be in that shower for a good 25-30 minutes because it takes me that long to stop sweating under the cold water.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm just going to be standing there. You got to get washed, and then I'm going to sit there for a while. Then there's the normal one, which I would consider the normal one, where you just do the normal wash. You're not in, and then I got the quick one, where you're in, you're out, 5 minutes, no more than that.
When you were out, Wheels, Michael Kelly joined the show.
Oh, he's on the psycho side of this.
He takes it a little far. He said he takes a shower at night and then again in the morning.
Yes.
Which is interesting.
At least twice. I think the way he described it before was like 3 times a day is pretty normal, and that you never use the same towel twice.
Okay, I mean,
like 3 towels for 3 showers. I know.
That's a lot of towels.
I know.
This mom would go nuts with the
Then again, if you're only using one of them, each one of them once a day, you could probably use all 3 of them. I don't know if it's like one use only and then wash, or just one per shower. I don't know. I don't remember what that is. But I mean, I don't know. I think we overdo it a little bit on that too. I think I definitely use the towel for at least a week. At least a week, probably more than that. Because I don't know the last time I've actually remembered to put it in the laundry. Usually Susan just rolls around and grabs towels and throws them all in together. So sometimes it may happen and I don't even know that it happened. But like, again, I've said that my stance on towels is pretty clear. You're the cleanest you will ever be when you dry off. You're literally coming out of cleaning yourself. Your towel's clean because you were clean when you dried off.
Wheels is going Joe Biden mode on the towels. Let me be clear.
Let me be clear.
Slamming his fist.
Well, no, but see, I would have stopped and stuttered a few times if it was.
Aww,
I would have not been able to say it that clearly.
Okay, one more topic for Razor's Edge, and then we'll take a break. Here's another lady that posted. This is a woman who has won many awards for her famous homemade chili, which I don't know about you guys. I know I'm weird about food. Chili is one of those things where, like, I kind of need to know the source of the chili before I can enjoy the chili. Yeah, because there's just so many ways a chili can go. It can be thick. We've all had an overly watery chili.
Can be spicy. Can be, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Some people just don't make it right. So it's like, I like my mom's chili. I'm fine with a good, like, canned chili. But if we were to have a chili cook-off or something here at work, I might sit it out. Because I'm just not guaranteed.
Oh, no.
I just don't know if I'm going to like any of it, and I would rather just skip it. But she's gone viral after revealing her secret ingredient for her chili, and that is a square of dark chocolate that she mixes in at the very end.
I have heard that people do that. And another thing I've heard people do in that is cinnamon in their chili. I've not done either one of those. I love chili, and I love making it, and if I see chili anywhere, I will eat it. I feel like the process of making chili just kills anything bad that would be in there.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a good point.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know about... Now, there can be flavors I don't like. If somebody makes the chili and it's super spicy, I'm out. I don't want to do that. But I don't do that with any food. So if it... You guys can do this, right? You can sometimes tell that something's hot just by smelling it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sure, yeah.
If I smell the heat... I might take a spoonful and just give it a taste test. And if it's spicy hot, then I'm out. But it's only because I don't like burning my mouth.
How do you feel about, like, the Wendy's chili?
See, that's the kind of chili that's got to be on something.
Okay, you're not just going to order like a cup of it.
Because some chili is just a sauce. It's like, that's the consistency. If that's on a hot dog or on nachos or whatever, totally fine. But I'm not going to eat spoonfuls of it. I wouldn't eat spoonfuls of ketchup. I'm not eating a spoonful of that.
Right back in on DGS here on a Friday, Dave out today. Rachel, Andrew, Kevin hanging out with you. And we got Bernie Miklas coming up at 2:30. Alvin Reed's going to join us at 3. George Mahey at 4. And we'll just keep bopping around. We got all kinds. Dave Murray's going to do his normal spot today. We'll tell you what the weekend looks like. Man, it's going to get hot, isn't it? Not just this weekend, but like next week, I think it's supposed to be like...
It's going
to
be horrible.
Yeah, like ridiculous. But we'll let the professional tell us at 3:30. I don't want... Andrew, don't tell him I mentioned that I saw that on an app.
He don't know.
I don't want him to yell at me.
He don't know.
What he doesn't know isn't going to hurt him, Andrew, as long as we don't tell him.
What if he's listening right now? What if he listens to the whole show?
Well, then he knows.
It'd be very sweet.
Sometimes he will reference things happened earlier, and I'm like, how did you know
he
that?
He definitely listens to what comes right before.
Yeah.
I don't know how long that goes, but if he's listening now, sorry, Dave, but I use the app. Because unless you'd like me to text you when I want to know.
I think what needs
to
happen.
I could do that. Wouldn't that be great? Just like, I want to know what the weather's going to be like. I'm going to text Dave Murray.
I think Dave Murray should launch his own weather app.
Oh.
That is such a good idea.
Yeah. Let's get that working. Should we bring that up to him today?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see that. We'll make the pitch.
You're like, Dave, why haven't you done this yet?
Dave, I had a great idea earlier. That's what I'll say. I'll say, Dave, I had a great idea. That was all my idea.
That'd be great. That'd be great. All right. I have a minor. It's a relatively minor beef with the St. Louis City Streets Department.
Uh-oh.
And it's minor, but I think it's real. You guys tell me if I'm overdoing this. So on my way to work, I come down Tucker from 70. Most days. Not every day, but most days. And then when I'm coming down Tucker, you know, it's a series of traffic lights that are never synced up. And you're like, so sometimes I will take a turn right on Wash Ave before I get to Olive because there's like 3 or 4 lights right there. And they can be all timed weird. So sometimes it's a little faster if I turn right onto Wash Ave and then a quick left on 13th Street, which is right where Rosalita's is when we walk down there, right? And then you can drive past the library and the church. And there's a hotel there. Like, there's a little road there, and it's just stop signs, no stop lights. So it's pretty consistently the same. I turn left down 13th Street today only to see that it's roadblocked. Like, they have put up a little barrier, so I can't get down there. It is basically a dead end at about one block. So there's nowhere to turn around because there's cars parked. I have to back out into traffic onto Wash Ave.
Mm.
There's no sign there saying road closed. Can we put up a sign, please? Because you know how people drive in downtown St. Louis. People drive like ass in downtown St. Louis. The last thing anyone needs to be doing is backing out of a road closure and getting smoked by someone who's going 60 down Wash Ave because people do stupid stuff like that. Ooh, I almost swore.
I agree with you, but I do think you're asking for too much.
I mean, it's too much to have a sign at the corner saying, road closed. I know they have them because I've seen them close roads before. When you close a road, put up a sign that says road closed.
I mean, you would think that would be the move, but it's just not. It's just not.
I mean, that feels like it's so obvious and easy. Like, I feel that's why I wanted to bring it up. Is, am I missing something? Is that a more complex process than I think? To just set a big orange sign on the corner that says road closed, no through traffic or whatever?
Well, you wonder if the street department was even the people who put
Maybe they weren't.
I mean, they it could have been like a business
but
or something.
If somebody else did that, now it was a movable barrier. It looked like it was one of those plastic lined ones, but obviously heavy. And I didn't see what it said on the barrier. But that can't be okay to block a street without the city knowing it.
Oh, yeah.
And if the city knows it, then there should be a sign that says road closed. Because I mean, as soon as I went down that street, I'm like, I can't go anywhere. I've got three cars parked on each side of the road, which, by the way, they're all parked illegally every day. There's no parking on that spot, but they're literally lined there every day on 13th Street in case the parking people want to go over there and make money every day. But it put me in a situation where I'm like, and I'm one person. I guarantee you there are more people that use that than just me.
Mm-hmm.
It created a situation that could cause an accident for no reason. But if there's a sign that says, hey, this road's closed, I wouldn't have turned there. And I wouldn't have been in a situation where I have to back out onto Washington Avenue where I don't know if some nerd, some psycho is going to be just blowing down the street. Because that's what people do. That's how. If you've not driven downtown, everybody that drives downtown knows exactly what I'm talking about. I'm asking for too much, aren't I?
Maybe.
Well, I think you're not asking for too much, but just like based on what we know, we can't ask for. Yes, you are asking. Like you get what I'm saying?
Damn it! Yeah.